This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to yet another grim level.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kiev. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else. And it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued U.S. and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigeria's main opposition says it will present new evidence to support its core challenge seeking to overturn this year's presidential election. First runner-up Atiku Abubakar and his lawyer alleged Thursday that President Bola Tinubu forged a diploma from an American university. A spokesman for Tinubu has denied the allegation. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending his administration's move to use Trump-era funds for building roughly 20 more miles of wall along the southern border. Get more on that story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration waived 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow the construction with funds approved in 2019, before he became president.
They have to use the money for what it was appropriate. I can't stop that.
The president says he asked Congress to redirect the money.
They didn't. They wouldn't.
Asked if he thinks walls work.
No.
Still waiving federal laws for wall construction is raising questions because the president condemned wall spending while campaigning. Mexico's president calls the Biden move to allow wall construction a setback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration said it will resume the deportation of migrants back to Venezuela in hopes of decreasing the numbers of Venezuelans arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is the latest effort by the administration to stem the flood of Venezuelans making the dangerous journey from through Darien Gap, Central America, and Mexico to the southern U.S. border. The U.N. reports that a staggering 7 million Venezuelans have left their country due to political instability, and they travel through countries including Peru and Colombia to get to the United States. Sources tell the Associated Press former President Donald Trump is in talks to visit Capitol Hill next week. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
With Kevin McCarthy out, Republicans in the House are looking for a new leader.
A lot of people have been calling me about Speaker.
Some on the far right have floated the former president as a potential candidate for Speaker, perhaps on an interim basis. He was asked about it during a court appearance in New York.
I'm running for president. I'm up by 40 and 50 points and more in some cases. But whatever I can do to help with regard to Speaker is good.
There is no requirement a person be a member of the House to serve as Speaker, but every one of the 55 speakers elected has been a member of the House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.